Hello and welcome to That's the Show, the podcast where we write a pilot one episode at a time, except for not this episode. I'm Mike Benner, and this is my co-writer, Edgar Malpassir.
What happened?
What are you talking about?
You like, bro.
There was some feedback.
Yeah, okay, you heard that, right?
Am I feedback? Crazy?
It went, yeah. I'm Mike.
It was really quiet for me. Oh, no.
It only That's started happening.
Did
it only start happening when I hit record?
I don't know when it started. It started when you started to say your name.
I didn't hear that. I just
Wait, don't stop. And start keep over and see what happens. Show. You want to keep it? Okay. Well, hopefully the audio isn't terrible for anybody listening.
I don't think that recorded. That might have. I mean, if Harper didn't hear it, then it was definitely just on my end.
I'm just sad that we missed your famous bit.
What was my famous
bit? Where I welcome you as a co-host. I welcome you as a co-host of this and owner of this podcast, and you say thank you for having me.
I
didn't
know that bit. I don't listen to podcasts that I guest on. So I wouldn't know.
God. Please say hello to our writer's assistant, Harper Thompson.
Hey.
We're not coming at you today with a full-fledged episode because, you know, honestly, it's been such a crazy, I don't know, last 7 to 10 days since we last talked, and we didn't get it together to get one up because we're in quarantine and we all have crazy life shit happening right now. Is that right?
Yeah,
is that
fair? No, I mean, I also think that we were like, maybe let's not all go to Banner's house and put you at risk because you're immunocompromised.
I am. That's news to me. How am I immunocompromised? Well, honestly, I can't argue with that if that is a condition. Are you a doctor? I know your whole family is like in the medical field.
In the medical field except for me.
And you are the shining light of the family or the disappointment? I can't remember.
It's so crazy. I wrote for the Emmys and my mom was just like, yeah, but your brother's a doctor.
But yeah, I've been in some state of self-quarantine for going on 6 days now. It turned out that I had interacted with a dear friend closely who had previously, a couple of days before, interacted with someone who tested positive for coronavirus.
Damn, I warned you, bro.
And so, I warned you. So as of like last Thursday, I have been basically, it's been me and Deborah, my girlfriend, alone in our house for the entire time. I have so
many questions. First question. Have you shown any symptoms?
None at all.
Second
Zero.
Question. Who is this person? Out them right now.
Absolutely not. I will not. No. But it's crazy because like there, I actually have a number of friends. Some people that you know, Edgar, maybe Harper, you know them too. I don't know. Who are dealing with it right now, who have coronavirus.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and I haven't interacted with them in a couple weeks, in a little while. Like, there's no way I've been exposed to them, but like, just in like doing my like regular check-ins with friends and like making sure everyone's doing okay, there's been like a handful of people in the LA comedy community who have been like, yeah, bro, I got it.
That's crazy. Mostly because I'm like, how did they get tested? Well, but secondly,
yeah, it's hard.
But secondly, I also think
it's hard.
I already had it.
Do you think you've been exposed? Is it because you've been kissing Kevin Durant?
Well, as you know, every night before I go to sleep, I give Kevin Durant a nice wet one. So, but no.
And that's the toilet wipe. You wipe his butt for him?
I kiss his asshole before he goes to bed.
I was referring to the Wet Ones brand of toilet wipes, man. But
now I look really.
But yeah, you kiss his asshole.
I feel so stupid. No, our script coordinator went to Washington and felt very, very ill.
Oh no!
And then came back. This was like in like early January. Came back, and the entire room got sick. Like, there was a day where I legitimately remember our showrunner giving out, what do you call that medicine? Dayquil to everybody. Because everyone had a fever and was, like, feeling awful. And now I'm just like, holy shit, dude. We were all fucking sick with this, like, coronavirus shit before we even knew what it was.
Or the symptoms.
Yeah, or just the symptoms. But, I mean, isn't that weird?
No, I mean, I'm asking you, what were the symptoms that the whole room came down?
Fever. We all had sore throats. We all had fatigue. I guess, what are the other ones?
It sounds like you might have just had a cold or flu. Because, like, with coronavirus, there's, like, headache is a strong one. Dry, heaving cough is
another one.
And then, like, lung pressure.
And
yeah. I think maybe they just got the flu and got you guys sick.
But I've never, I don't ever feel pressure, my guy.
It's hard to say because tests aren't readily available to Americans. Yeah. So
that's a good point. Yeah. Harper, you were on a birthday road trip for your boyfriend, right? Like during this whole over the 5 days you were gone, everything went to shit here in LA.
Yeah, well, we were actually only gone for 3 days, and it was like kind of when everything really ramped up and people, you know, were like, oh, we're all going to stay inside now. That was about the time we were in Utah. We went to Zion on a road trip. And left on Friday.
Did you get there? Was it beautiful?
Yeah.
We got there.
It was beautiful. I'm not much of a hiker, so I only did two really easy walks. I would call them not hikes, but Anna, walks.
Stop trying to kiss me. and then a
podcast. You know, Harper and I could just make stuff up too.
I'm not making it up. Anna, really, Anna, stop it.
Oh God, will you stop trying to like have sex with me, all you women? I'm busy right now.
I don't want it. I don't want Anna, stop. Leave me alone. No, continue your story, Harper. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say that the rest of the time I did really spend mostly in isolation in the cabin that we got, the Airbnb cabin, watching the Twilight Saga on Freeform. Marathon.
So you watch it all, what is it, 5 movies?
Well, I got back to the Airbnb when New Moon started, so I watched the last 4 of the 5.
Right.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a great time. I loved that series. And today I collected a lot of my friends together to play Twilight Seen It. I don't know if you guys remember that DVD game
called Seen It.
So I found this really old Twilight Seen It game in my parents' storage unit when they were moving their storage units. And I played with a bunch of my friends on Google Hangout.
That's fun.
Because we're all isolating. It was a fun time.
Well, I'm going to get back to that. But speaking of moving, Edgar, did you do some moving during all of this?
Yeah, I'm slowly moving into a new place throughout all this. And it is a fucking interesting hellhole of a nightmare. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Mostly because I have to like sit at the apartment all day waiting for packages and stuff like that. Like, we bought all of our furniture online. And it is incredibly lonely, and I don't feel comfortable inviting people over to hang out. So I've just been sitting in an empty apartment by myself throughout most of this.
Man, that just breaks my heart, Edgar. You know, I'm here for you whenever you need it. You
just told me that you came in contact with someone with coronavirus. I don't want you coming anywhere near my house.
I said I came in contact with someone who came in contact with. I had a But what I'm talking about is fucking Google Hangouts.
I just got internet for the first time yesterday. And that was also a nightmare because the guy was like, they were supposed to come at 11 a.m. and they didn't get there until 7:30.
Yeah, that feels really. Is it?
It was Spectrum. AT&T.
Yeah. In fact, that is what fucked up. We were supposed to have an episode release this morning, right? And we didn't get to that because at like 9:30 last night, you're like, I just got internet. Yeah, I can't do it.
I was still setting up internet, and I was finally able to do the work I had to do. You know, so hey, if anyone was just like, hey, I was expecting an episode yesterday and I didn't get it, and now I hate this podcast, blame AT&T.
That's true, yeah.
But also, we should blame AT&T for more stuff. Guys, I think Netflix released this.
Think about it.
Everyone is watching Love is Blind now.
Wait, time out. Netflix, your employer?
Shit. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
No, it's probably Hulu.
Yeah, it must have been Hulu, for sure.
Employer. I'm just kidding. I don't work for Hulu.
Oh, no.
Never mind. I take back everything I said. Please, Netflix, I need the money.
AT&T did it. Whatever. HBO Now or HBO Go. What is it? HBO Max? HBO Max.
Hey, you know I can't talk crap about HBO Max. Those are my guys.
Edgar, I can hear you falling asleep I'm in your voice. You sound exhausted.
Guys, I built furniture all day. Wait.
Well, I'm just... We're not gonna dive into breaking the show anymore in this episode. This is gonna be a short episode. We will try to get back to normality, to some kind of regularness by next week. We'll figure that out.
We could all work then, over Zoom.
You know, like I love you guys.
Like a real writer's room does right now.
Oh yeah. I want to actually get into that more and more for the next episode. I want to know what that's like, because like I actually had to teach. I teach a pilot writing class, and school got canceled and we had to do it over Zoom, and it was weird as fuck. So now I want to know what it's like to like be in a writer's room over Zoom, because I have never had that experience. Well, I guess I kind of had. I wrote for Danger Mouse, which was a UK show,
right.
And I had to Skype into that. But it was just with like a handful of people. Like I saw you like post a screen grab with like 10 people going, and I'm very curious about how that goes.
What's really weird is like that Zoom kind of puts whoever's talking as the center camera. So like, you know, like you would be like giving a note, and then all of a sudden your face would like be in the middle of it. Also, like your showrunners are more hyper focused on what your face looks like more than ever before. So like I was like on Twitter looking at something gross while someone was talking, and my friend texted me and said, hey dude, control your facial reactions to this person's script. And I was like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about that person's script. But while that person was like talking about their script, I was like making all these faces like, ugh, ugh. But I was looking at shit on Twitter.
Well, gotta put your phone down now. You gotta be more attentive than ever now that you're working from home. Isn't that weird?
I know, right? It's fucking weird, man. Like, let's get out of the office so I can fucking procrastinate.
Well, you know, I feel like over the next, I don't know what, 6, 7, 8, potentially 12 weeks, we're all going to get hornier and weirder on the internet. Right?
Yeah, I'm already running out of jokes.
Like,
that's so true. It's already happening.
It's already happening. After less than a week of like self-quarantining, people are just horny on Maine to the max.
I am so horny on Maine. Like, please, no one look at my Twitter likes. They're fucking horrendous.
Well, you know, until next time, go look at Edgar's Twitter likes, and let's all stay safe, wash your hands, and love each other and be kind.
I love that. Sound good? I love that so much. Hey, Benner, I think you're a good guy.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much for having Harper and I on this podcast. I mean, to be a white man, thank you, Michael. And have a black man and a white woman as your guest is pretty fucking revolutionary, bro.
It's bold, really.
I hate you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I hate you guys. Bye.